Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Side of it.
All right. Now, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Now, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there. Type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. If you do that, the page should come up. Do what you do there on Facebook. Be a part of that. And on Blog Talk Radio, those of you who are listening via my show page there online, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up however you want to alert you of an episode that we're having during the week. All right? So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. 770-732-0244. Now, the call-in number to the show, guys, and you can put this out there to anyone that you want to, is 818-301-5834. The number to the show is 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Talk about whatever you want to, really. Now, today's episode is something that I've been discussing over the past maybe 3 days, all during the weekend. I've been talking about, you know, old school rappers and, you know, compared to or maybe in light of today's rappers, okay? But I call today's show Old School Rappers versus Today's Rappers. Now, the reason I wanted to do this show, and I'm going to get some callers up on the show in just a minute, but the reason I wanted to do this show is because I have a lot of young listeners, okay? And I have middle-aged listeners, and I have some older listeners, but I have probably mostly younger listeners. Now, these younger listeners today, and I'm not kicking you guys around at all because, you know, in my day, things changed as well. And the older generation were calling us, you know, crazy or wild or whatever, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? But look at the old school rappers. You know, you got, you know, the first person that probably come to my mind is Curtis Blow and Big Daddy Kane and Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. I mean, you got Tone Loc. And Snoop Dogg. Snoop is kind of a old new guy. You know, he kind of sat in there in between the old and the new. He was able to cross over. He was able to come from old school over in today's rappers and be on top of his game even today, you know. But what I'm going to do first, I'm going to go ahead and get this caller up on the show. We're gonna let them talk about old school rappers and new school rappers or whatever. But hopefully the caller is ready to get up on the show from the area code 404. The first 3 digits of that caller's number is 644. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. What's your deal?
Hey, Frank, how you doing, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
All right, cool, man. You know, Yo, Frank, congratulations, first of all, on the show, man. I'm glad to hear the success, you know, of the show, and I really support you in that and your endeavors and everything.
Thank you, bud.
All right, man. I just really want this subject that's really near and dear to my heart. You talk about hip-hop, you talk about rappers, and first thing I did when I saw the topic for the day is I thought about it. It's such a fine line now where we, you know, when we really, because I've been dealing with hip-hop since I was about 10, and understanding the music is that you got to know your history, you know, and if you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know what you're at, you don't know how you can go forward, and, you know, one word that's very universal now, in 2013, the word rapper is very universal, so if we can, I think that when we're dealing with the comparison with between the two dynamics of old school hip hop versus new school, if we can begin to categorize them into, you know, categories as far as what makes a rapper. To me, rapper is kind of like you could be a rapper and be somebody like on a minor level of like a Jeezy or somebody like that, or Soulja Boy, I would consider them rappers. But when you talk about old school, I think the great Rakim, back in, I believe, 87, 88, he broke down the word MC. And he said MC means to move the crowd. So it gave a specific name to a specific type of artist. You have a lyricist. A lyricist is somebody like a Tyrese, Kwali, a Common, who are kind of in that same era, Snoop, in that middle era. You know, but when you go back to the Africa Bambaataas and your Curtis Blows, Def Jam, when they first started going, Houdini, and old school rappers, more of them, especially Big Daddy Kane, who was very renowned as a lyricist back in his day. You know, so that term, the term rapper, became a little bit more, it's more universal now, dealing with, you know, people who rap it in a whole. But now, you know, you're dealing with who's the better of the two. You have some people, you have some rappers out there that, you know, some MCs out there who can really rap, you know, who can really, really have good rhyme scheme techniques and everything. And the newest, I put in that category of who are lyricists, like, I don't know if you heard of the rapper named Kendrick Lamar. But he, you know, he to me, you have to elevate him past rapper into MC or lyricist, you know, from his rhyme scheme. So, you know, it's kind of like you look at it from the outside looking in, it's a lot of rappers. But what separates rappers from MCs and lyricists is a whole different dynamic. Back then you had more lyricists and MCs than we do now. You know, a lot of people rap just to get a paycheck. You know, the guy who has his new album, All Go Everything, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Gold all of my, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
He just rap. Like, that's like Ronald McDonald, you know, how to spell E-I-E-I-O. You know, he's not really like in the category of somebody, you know, who has supreme skill. Like, back in the day, that's why I guess that when you look at it, you know, back in the day, man, he had supreme skills, man. You're talking about battle rapping on the block, you know. And you come with your best, I come with my best. Well, it's so watered down now that's all you got now is a bunch of, like, rappers, you know, and only a few stand out.
Yeah, right. You're right.
You know, I think that's what we're looking at now when we're looking at old school rap versus new school rap is, man, back then, you know, I was, and again, I'm just categorizing it, just breaking it down into categories, but back then you had more people that could rap. If you say rappers, yeah. But now, you know, it's just nursery rhymes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I, you know, now that you say that, you know, like, and that's why I like for people to call into the show because, you know, you guys have so much information out there that y'all can throw at me. And then at the same time, it's other people learning about that too. When you say lyricism and stuff like that, I started, you know, that immediately, that word right there take you back in time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when you said lyricist, I started thinking, I was like, man, you right, you know, Run DMC, all them guys, they were, you know, they were just, they could rap. You right, they could rap. Now, these guys today, you know, I don't know half the time what they saying, you know, and they just putting these beats together and then throwing some stuff on top of it and putting it out there, like you say, for a paycheck. But the guys back in the day in the old school, man, they were serious about their game and they were serious about their craft.
Yeah, they were hungry, Frank. They were really hungry, man. I mean, you look at those guys, they really, you know, you talk about really building it up to what it is now. You know, and they were the trailblazers. You know, when you think about guys even in that middle range, coming up in the 90s, you talk about that's when Pac started, that's when Big started. They took it to a whole other level. And they were lyricists and they were MCs. You know, and now, you know, you don't have that anymore. It just died off. I mean, Nas is probably one of the last ones still standing. You know, Nas and Jay-Z, you know, like I said, with the exception of one, you know, Kendrick Lamar, you really should check this guy out, man. He's really on fire right now. And he's I've heard this whole album, and he really puts you in that mindset of like your Nas and Pac and Jay-Z back in the 90s. But you just don't have it now. It's no diversity.
Right. I agree with you, man, and it's just amazing to me. Well, it's not really amazing because you understand what's going on, but I'm just saying amazing. It's amazing to me to hear some of the young cats say that these guys now, you know, are better than some of the older cats. I can't really think of, you know, it may be a couple of them out there that are pretty good right now, but I really can't think of who can hold a candle to some of the guys that came up back in my day when we, you know, we were coming up and we were starting to listen, you know, a lot of this rap was just coming out, you know.
Yeah.
People didn't rap, you know, people ain't been rapping since 1930. People been rapping since the end of 1970, 79, early 80. That's when people start rapping.
That's right, man. To take one rapper from our era, let's just say we take Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane was he wasn't appreciated until his skill started to diminish. But I guarantee you, there's not a rapper out there, new school rapper out there. And I'm not even talking about Pac or Biggie. I'm talking about before that time. That's not. I can't name anybody that can really hold a candle to Big Daddy Kane. Not at all.
Man, and you know, I like Tupac. That's probably Tupac my favorite rapper. Now.
Yeah.
Now, I call Tupac old school.
Yeah.
I don't put Tupac with these guys that's running today. I put Tupac back in old school. I put Snoop back in the old school too, really. But he was like you say, he came up and he hit right in there at the end of some of them other guys' careers and the beginning of some of these new guys' careers, so he hit right in there in the middle, seemed like to me.
Right, I agree. Right in that middle era, right after NWA, you know, because that's when Dre took Snoop, and so I say that's that middle era right there. I say 90, 91, 92, up to about 96, that middle era. And,
yeah,
because, you know, like I said, you go from 70, 79, 80 up to about 90, 91, then Pop, Big, and all them, you know, and Snoop and all them came about. But there's nobody, there's just nobody there, man. There's nobody there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really don't get the fascination that some of these guys have with these young guys now. I mean, you know, it's just, like you say, it's just not there for me. That's just my personal opinion. Now, I know a lot of people going to send me emails and stuff like that talking, but that's, you know, my personal opinion is that I'd rather listen to some of the old school stuff for sure than the new school right now. I mean, that's just me. That's what I do.
I agree, Frank. And if you begin to bring lyricists back, I'm beginning to just like Kendrick Lamar. When I heard his album, I said, okay, hip hop has a chance. It has a pulse again, because everybody now, the industry has changed. And because people's royalties got cut back and they're not paying royalties anymore, you only get your money for shows now. And so your album sales don't make any money anymore. You only get 5 cents per album before. Now you probably get, you know, 2 or 3 cents. So, you know, the industry is totally, the market has changed. So if you get somebody with a quick hit, you know, that can come in like a little Boosie, or, you know, again, my guy, the guy who has the new record, you know, All Go With Everything, you know, Trinidad James, you know, he came in and they gave him a million dollar record deal just for All Go On My Hand. It's like, and he just started rapping. He tells everybody, hey, look, I just started rapping last July. You know, he has nursery rhymes and he has a hit, but you know, just a quick check because he won't be relevant next year.
That's right.
That's just where we are right now. Unfortunately, the industry is watered down, and it's whoever can come in with a quick hit, then, you know, the youth are looking at it like, oh, well, yeah, that's hit right now. But, man, it doesn't have any sustainability.
Yeah, right. Now, I got another caller. Dre, you hang on. Keep listening to the show. I got another caller from the 678 area code, the first 3 digits of 544. Caller, let's see. You're live on the Frank Williams show. Are you there?
Hey, Frank, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, bud?
I was listening, man. Yeah, I was just listening. It was a great conversation, man, y'all having today, man. When it comes to really rap today, man, it's really about what you really want to hear behind your music. You know what I mean? You got to pick and choose really which artists you really want to listen to. He brought up Kendrick Lamar. That's a great artist, you know what I mean? He's really doing great things right now and putting out some great music, especially representing good for the West Coast, because ain't nobody really came out of the West Coast in a long time. So he's really doing good for the West Coast and California. Me personally, man, I listen to Wiz Khalifa, you know what I mean? That's my favorite artist. But everybody got these, I mean, certain people they want to listen to. It's about really what you want to listen to in music, man. I mean, that's what I believe it is. It's about.
So where, you know, when you listen to Wiz Khalifa or anybody that you listen to, what do you mostly enjoy out of this? Do you enjoy the music or the beats? Or are you enjoying the words? Are you enjoying the words that they saying? Are you grabbing a hold of that? What do you enjoy the most?
I listen to the production with the beat first. I do listen to the beat and I do listen to the words. It depends on what you're talking about. Like, if you're talking about if you're talking flashy stuff on a track, if you're talking about houses and cars and stuff like that, I mean, like, I'll listen to it. I want to hear about that. I like listening to stuff like that. So, I mean, I'll lend my ears to it because it's kind of like motivation music for me. I consider this motivation music. It made me want to get off my butt and go do something and get some money or something. So, it's different strokes for different people. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's how I feel.
Right. Okay. So if you get in your car and the radio come on and the first thing you hear is the beat, and you don't like the beat, you move on
I'm changing the station.
Yeah, you change and you go to something else. So that's pretty much what you looking for in the beginning is the beat.
Yeah, and then after that, I'm looking at the artist and wait what the artist is talking about in the track, and then
right.
I go from there. I mean, I'm real like direct when it comes to music. I listen to only hip hop. I don't really listen to anything else. So I mean, like I'm the perfect person to ask any question about hip hop. So I mean, as far as today.
Hey, I'm gonna put Andre back up on the show. Andre, you on the show with Dante? Hey, y'all run with this. I gotta run outside real quick. I got somebody at the house, but y'all keep going with this, and I'll come back in a second and close the show out. Okay.
All right, that'll work, sir. What's going on, Dante?
What's going on? But I heard your comments about Trinidad James, man, and I understand your comments to the fullest, man, about the sustainability of how long he's gonna be able to do this thing. But I mean, but you don't really know. I mean, like nobody knows how long he's gonna be able to carry this, man. I mean, nobody really knows. But you is one hit wonders. But I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him. He might have another hit up in him. I don't know. You know what I mean? So I don't predict the future.
I agree. I like your perspective as well. Hey man, I was real close to saying Wiz Khalifa, man, because the dude, his album is pretty sick too, you know. And,
I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, he's nice, man. And like I say, you got artists that are kind of cute, like you said. You can't really personally, man. If I have to, even though Drake 3000 kind of falls in that same range of 96.
I love him. I put
3000. If I was, you know, top five of all time, man, just off the cuff, man, I would have to say, you know, just the total package of MC and lyricist. I just me personally, you can interchange them, but I'll say Pop, Big, and then I'll say Jay-Z and Nas, which can be interchanged as well, but, you know, of course, Jay-Z's body of work is a little greater. And I got to put 3000 in number five, man, you know, of all time, because his delivery, man, is just something that's just,
he's a lyricist also, and he's been having a few features for artists. Just to let you know that he still got it, you know what I mean? Just to know that, just let everybody know in the world that he still can do it.
And but like I said, when you think about pre 91, you know, before because Pop's first album, I believe, Apocalypse Now, was around 93, I think, and it was like, because, you know, people think that because his body of work was so great, people think that Pop was doing it for a real long time, but, you know, it was only like 5 years, you know, from like 91 up to like 95.
I put Pop on a whole nother stratosphere when it comes to rapping. Like, he's like on the Dun Dada stratosphere, I can't even compare him and a lot of these, like, anybody, really. I mean, because, like, it's hard, man, because he is the man when it comes to the rap game, man. And but I mean, I can't really it's nobody to compare with Pop, so I wouldn't even put him in conversation with some of these other cats.
You really can't, because you know what I'm saying, and when you look at it and the total package of a MC of lyricists, and that the reason that I rate him number one is that you have to look at the body of work of what he could do. If you say that, okay, what makes the lyricist, what makes the MC?
And the impact, he had on a generation, man. I mean, just it was phenomenal.
Yeah, he could touch any topic from love matters like their ballads like Dear Mama. You have records like Keep Your Head Up. Brenda's Got a Baby. And then you can say gangster rap, you know, all the gangster stuff you put out. And then all the, you know, heartfelt, you know, kind of reaching out to people. It was just diverse in so many ways that I tell people all the time that, hey, you want to know who the best rapper was? Like, if it was a rap battle between Biggie and Tupac, Biggie would win. He would win. But we're talking about
street rapper.
He wasn't a street rap. Pop Rock was rapping. Big and Writers rapping. Big came from rapping, battling on the street. That wasn't Pop.
Exactly.
I couldn't, you know, but the total package of an MC and lyricist, a Pop got it hands down. There's no way you can compare it.
No, like I said, closest to it would be like you said, Kendrick Lamar, man. He's doing some great things right now, man. That's a very talented guy right there.
Yeah,
like you said,
talented.
Man, I listened to the album the same way you did, man. It was phenomenal. It was probably the best album that came out last year, man.
I mean, from top to bottom, I just don't see anybody, because when you listen to his rhyme scheme and you listen to how he develops his story. And
he's
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that storytelling.
And he's good at putting a visual to it. Also, if you look at some of his music videos, he's good at putting a visual to his music.
Yes, it kind of takes you back, man. I almost like, man, that's why Nas is. You know, there's a YouTube interview Nas did, and he was actually saying, "Hey, look, I give props to him." He had to give props to him, man, to give it up to him because, you know, he was like, "Wow, man, the dude's the album," and what he's saying is. It's thick, you know. And he has a very, very humble look to his stuff. It's not real. He don't really have a style. It's almost a throwback style.
I like his style. I like his swag. I like his delivery. I like everything about Kendrick Lamar. I mean, he represents real, real good for the West Coast, man, because they ain't had nobody to represent for him in a little minute. Probably since Game, and really Game didn't really do a great job of it to me. So, I mean, I put Kendrick Lamar on the crown. I put the crown on his head right now.
Any day right now, man. That's what he's doing right now. And I like what Frank said, like, you have to, that word rap, the rappers, it's more of it's a universal word, but because of the way it is now in 2013, you almost have to say, you know, you got rappers and you got lyricists and MCs.
You gotta think about a lot of these rappers, they're making club music also, man. You gotta make music for these people to dance to at these clubs and stuff, man. They're not thinking about, you know what I mean? They're not thinking about all, like, different things when they making this music. They just thinking about trying to get the club jumping off, you know what I mean? A lot of the times. So, I mean, that's what they thinking in this music. So, that's where the music come from a lot of the time.
Exactly. And they know that if we can get the one club hit, you know, then it's almost like everybody's dropping singles now. You know,
instead of
back in the day, man, you know, Dante, like it's, you know, I'm not that, I'm gonna
Yeah, albums,
six,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, real albums.
Yeah, real albums, man, and you had about two or three records off of that album, man, that you'd be like, okay, that's a hit. You know, my measurement stick was I always say, okay, you need at least 3 to 4 singles. Off of your
three
record.
Singles. Oh, yeah.
And 3 or 4 records off of your album, and you should say, man, you know, boom, I could drop these 3 at any time. They're going to hear it in the club.
I can make a video for this track right here.
Right. You remember first Death Certificate, Cube, I think that was Cube's second album.
I was born in 1989, I'm gonna be honest with you. So I mean, like, you know, so my music really started in the 90s with Master P and the Pops and the Biggies, you know. That's when it really started for me.
Yeah, I mean, but we could say Pops' first album, Apocalypse Now, that was real commercial, or real kind of it wasn't commercial, excuse me, it was kind of like real gritty, New York feel to it. But he had a couple of singles that he dropped off of.
Hey, guys, I'm back on the show, guys, and we out of time. We get ready to shut down. But, hey, we gonna get back into this in about a couple of more days. I got a couple more shows to do, but a couple more days we gonna get back into this. So you guys look forward to it, all right?
All right, Frank, great discussion, man.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, bro.
Listen in to the show and take care of yourself. Love you guys.